I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's not working 9 to 5. He's coming on at 3 o'clock. He's Steve Thompson joining me right now. Steve, what is going on, brother?
Well, I say this a lot during the week at my full-time job when people ask. I say another day at the mill. So, it's all good. We went out, ran some errands. I was going to tell you, Shaletta. It is an annual tradition in our house where we get together between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we make typically every year 50 pounds of a sausage recipe that my grandma and her cousins made. And it's a recipe that came over from Sicily many 100 years ago or whatever, and we get together. Now, my grandpa and my great uncles, they would get together and do it. Then my dad and that generation got involved, and now it's kind of been passed down, and now we make it. So that's what we're going to do. So I picked up all the ingredients to make 50 pounds of spicy pork sauce.
Okay, that sounds delicious, and I just need to know where the drop-off line is. Do you have a drive-through where we just come up and roll a window down and you throw sausage in the window? I just don't want to miss out on the distribution because you got 50 pounds of homemade pork sausage. I need to get on the invite list.
Well, here's the thing. I will get you some because I would love to get your opinion.
Okay.
And I'm not bragging. It is not my recipe. It's just been handed down to me. And the wherewithal to make it. And some of the equipment to make it. But the thing about it is, everyone who's had it said, that is really good. And I won't give you all the ingredients, but it's kind of a fennel. It's a fennel sauce, so it's got a little bite to it. But it is quite good.
What are you doing with it? Are you putting it on the bun? Are you putting it on the crack? I mean, how do you all eat it? I need to know so I can do it properly.
So what we do is we stuff it in casings. We have some loose, and it's really good if you brown it in a skillet, maybe put it on a homemade pizza. It's really good that. But typically we make it in links, and then what I do is I bake it, and then I simmer it in another family recipe sauce, and that's a big Christmas meal, and I make meatballs and that sort of thing. And I learned this over years from my grandma, and she kind of taught me all the tricks, and my siblings never really got into it all that much. Not everybody in the family got a hang of it, but I really spent a lot of time with my grandma when she was with us, kind of learning how to do it her way.
So, the right way. Because whatever way grandma did is the right way. Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's good on the grill. You can throw it on the grill in the summer. But like I say, it's a little spicy. Some kids may not like it, but I've never run into an adult who is a meat eater that doesn't like this particular sauce recipe, but I think it's best with a red sauce and some meatballs over pasta, etc. But I'll make sure I'll get you some.
Okay, so can I tell you why I'm mad at you right now? Because
I'm
going to tell you why I'm mad at you. Because the businesswoman in me hears Steve's Grandma sausages and Hy-Vee stores all across the Midwest. I see an opportunity to make some money. Because, you know, I'm a hustler, so I'm always looking for ways to make money. Your grandmama's face on the cover of the sausage,
yeah,
Steve.
That's
Steve,
right.
You're sitting on a $1 million idea over here, Steve, with the sausages. You could retire us both because everybody loves a good homemade pork sausage.
Oh, I will say it is. I don't do much very well, but I learned this, and it's pretty good stuff. And so I'm kind of excited about that. We're going to do that tomorrow. My daughter and her boyfriend help out. Michelle will help out, and then I have a couple of cousins that come and help, and it's good because it's kind of a closely held secret, the recipe. I will tell you, there is fennel in there. But
Steve, you got to market this. You got to put it together.
Yeah,
you got to start selling it. We're going to get you a little booth. We're going to start small. We're going to get you a little booth over at the farmer's market, and then we're going to try to work our way up to the fair, and then we're going to get you a little storefront.
If you could get me into the fair.
Steve.
Now we'd really have something there, cuz I think this with the family recipe meatballs and sauce, that would sell at the fair.
Oh, my God.
Steve, you would
have one of those lines where everybody's like, are you guys lining up for the – Steve, you're leaving too much money on the table. Steve,
yeah.
Come on. Really?
Well, no. But I will share, and since Josh Wheeler is overhearing this, I'll get some to Josh as well so he can give it a try if he's into that sort of thing. But, yeah, I'm really excited about it because it's one of these things that we've done ever since I was a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
Around the holidays, is get together and make it. And there's great stories about the old days when my grandpa and, say, his brother-in-laws would get together and they would make this thing because he was 100% German. And my grandma, on my mom's side, was 100% Sicilian. But what my grandpa did is he kind of took this where people would, you know, throw this and that in there. He was an engineer by trade. And he got this recipe down in writing so they could make it the same every year. Because some years, depending on how much they had to drink, it was a little spicy. or they forgot to put enough salt in it or whatever. And he said, no, we're not doing that anymore. And, oh, by the way, keep your cigarettes, you know, out of the way of the making, you know, he kind of got them
all straight,
if you will.
But you know, this is the good part, Steve, is that you are passing this down. So many of our, so much of our heritage, so many of the things that we've done for generations are getting lost on that next generation. Your kids really enjoy this bonding time and putting this together because, you know, we aren't doing that like we used to.
Yeah, and they're a part of it. And that's what's great about it. So they kind of understand what goes into it, and I think they really like that. And I think any family traditions like that, like, you know, getting together and bake cookies, whatever that family recipe is, I think that's the stuff that makes the season, Shaletta.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I just love
stuff with
it. I just love it.
Yeah.
And I had a dream about my grandmother last night. When you were talking about your grandmother, I was very close, like you are to your grandmother. I was very close to my grandmother. Even in college, me and my girlfriends would go and sleep over at her house just to, make her feel loved. And so last night she came to me in a dream and she was holding my shoulders and I felt that. I felt her. And I just, you know, this morning when I was having my quiet prayer time, I just cried and I just thank God for giving me an opportunity to spend some time in my dreams with her. To have those things passed down to your children. It's not just you passing them down, but part of that is your grandmother still spending time with them.
Well, and one of the things she would do on sausage day is she would grab a sample because most of it gets stuffed in the casings.
Yeah.
You know, so it turns into links and so on and so forth. But she would always grab some and she'd bring it into the kitchen. And while we were continuing to stuff it and weigh it and put it in bags and so on and so forth. And there's a lot of stories around that as well. But she would always fry some up, you know, and let everybody have a taste.
Just a taste.
It does change. It does change over time. Right away, it's really spicy, and then it mellows over time.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's been in the fridge or the freezer and you bring it out, heat it up. But nevertheless, that's one of the things we still do to this day. Oh, we got to try some. And then everyone kind of says, oh. And we say the same thing every year. Oh, this is a good bag.
That's
a good
bag. But, Steve, how long does it take, like, from beginning to end, when you start it and you finish? How long is the process? Is it like a whole day, half a day, couple of hours?
I would say 3 or 4 hours because I've already got the pork. I already have the casings. I already have the spices. I can mix that in my sleep, get it to – and then – by the time you stuff it and clean it up. So my goal is get started by 11 and be done by 3:05 when the Vikes and Raiders start. So, you know, 3-4 hours. So it isn't an all-day deal, but it's great to hang out. It's a great tradition, and, looking forward to it.
Well, I can't wait to try it and taste it, and I'm hoping you let me help you market this thing so that we can both get rich. Steve Simpson's Grandma Sausage is coming to a Hy-Vee near you. I am speaking it into an existence. He's coming near you because his show is coming up. That's it for the Shaletta Show. You all have a great weekend.